Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good evening, ma'am. My name is Oscar. We are calling from Opinion Research, a national research firm. We are talking to people about important issues in Texas, and we would like to include your responses to this study. Are you a registered voter in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Thank you, ma'am. Very well. This is an important issue, ma'am. It's about attracting more jobs to the Texas area. So let's continue. Thank you so much.
How long is this going to take? Because I'm working it right
depends.
Now on the computer.
Okay. It depends on how fast we answer. It's about 8 to 10 minutes. In which county do you currently reside, ma'am?
Cameron.
Cameron, thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic, Latino descent, or such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or other Central and Latin American background? Are you Latino?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about the past November general election for a moment, which party candidate have you tended to vote more often, the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
I didn't vote this last time. Or the previous
but
year,
when you vote, what party do you tend to vote more often? Do you vote more often for the Republicans or the Democratic Party?
I used to vote Democrat, then I went to Republican.
Okay, so, but more often for Democrats, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Very well. For the statistical purposes, in what year were you born, please?
1976.
76. Thank you so much. Do you favor, this is the main thing of the survey. Do you favor or oppose the Texas legislature creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract economic development such as industrial and manufacturing facilities to Texas? Would you be in favor or oppose that proposal?
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you repeat it again?
Sure. Do you favor or oppose the Texas legislature creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract economic development such as industrial and manufacturing facilities to Texas?
Would you be in favor
or opposed?
Favor.
And that would be a strongly in favor or just somewhat in favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's continue. There's more information about the proposal. Please tell me if you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed each of the following elements of the proposal to create a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities to Texas. First element says, this proposal provides the school district and local community with a tool to attract jobs, and it creates a future tax revenue stream that helps the school districts pay for expenses, salaries, and construction and renovation of the school buildings. Do you favor or oppose this element of the proposal?
I strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Thank you so much, ma'am. The property tax discount given to businesses by school districts are not permanent, as they provide tax relief for no more than 10 years. After that, the business property is taxed 100% of its assessed value. Even during the discount period, businesses paid 100% of the school district debt services tax. And this money, the schools can use immediately for school construction, renovation, with no tax rate increase for homeowners. Do you favor or oppose this element of the proposal?
I favor.
Somewhat favor or strongly, ma'am?
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. School districts that approve limited temporary tax discounts for businesses have built-in protections and can monitor the company's progress. Companies that fall short of milestones such as providing a certain number of new jobs can lose their tax discount and be required to pay it back with interest any rate that would have been due without a discount. Do you favor or oppose this element of the proposal?
I oppose.
Oppose? Strongly oppose or somewhat?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. The company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determining factor in its decision to invest in Texas. Do you favor or oppose this element of the proposal?
I strongly favor.
Strongly favor. The company must demonstrate that the project and improved facilities will eventually generate more in new tax revenue for the school district than the amount of the temporary tax discount the company receives. In other words, the school district must make more than the company saves. Do you favor or oppose this element of the proposal?
The school district must make more than what the...
In other words, the school district must make more than the company saves.
I favor.
A favor?
Strongly
favor. Strongly favor? Sure, ma'am. Thank you so much. Let's move on fast. Having learned more about it, do you favor or oppose creating a limited temporary property tax discount to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas?
Strongly favor.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Let me enter that for you. Strongly favor. Okay, let's move on. For each of the following that read, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. The first statement says, there is no reason that Texas, the 9th largest economy in the world, should be reliant on other countries for strategic supply and material needs. Do you agree or disagree, ma'am?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. State lawmakers need to do more to create jobs in your community. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Limited temporary property tax discount makes sense because projects won't come here without them. We need to use tools that other states and countries are using, such as temporary tax discount, to attract businesses to Texas. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Growing the state's manufacturing base is a good way to create sustained long-term jobs and future tax wealth. And limited temporary tax discounts to attract manufacturing projects are worth the payback. Do you agree or disagree, ma'am?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that one too.
Yeah, growing the state's manufacturing base is a good way to create sustained long-term jobs and future tax wealth. And limited temporary tax discounts to attract manufacturing projects are worth the payback. Agree or disagree?
Yes. I agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Tax incentives for businesses are corporate welfare and should not be allowed. Do you agree or disagree?
Tax incentives
for businesses are corporate welfare and should not be allowed.
I disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. State officials pay more attention to cities like Dallas and Houston when it comes to economic opportunities and job creation. It is time to give equal attention to South Texas. Do you agree or disagree, ma'am?
I strongly agree.
Property taxes are expensive for everyone. Businesses should not get a discount when homeowners have to pay nearly all of their taxes. Do you agree or disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
We should do more to try and attract oil and natural gas production in South Texas. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I somewhat disagree.
Okay.
I agree that we should have, attract them.
Yeah. Okay,
I somewhat agree.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yes.
From the COVID-19 pandemic to the war in Ukraine to China's aggression toward Taiwan, it is clear that Texas and the United States cannot rely on other countries for our economic and strategic needs, like oil and natural gas and personal protective equipment. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Texas and the United States were cut unprepared during the pandemic and had to rely on all other countries for things as basic as medicine, surgical masks, microchips, and other critical supplies previously taken for granted are routinely available for global supply chains. Do you agree or disagree? Let me read it again. Texas and the United States were caught unprepared during the pandemic and had to rely on other countries for things as basic as medicine, surgical masks, microchips, and other critical supplies previously taken for granted as routinely available from global supply chains. Do you agree or disagree, ma'am?
I strongly agree that we were not prepared.
Okay, strongly agree. One more. Other states and nations are competing fiercely to land large projects like Samsung, Tesla, and Toyota. Competitive incentives were instrumental in Texas winning these projects, and we must develop a new economic development program to remain in the game. Do you agree or disagree, ma'am?
I strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Almost done, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Just one more battery of questions, and then we go to the, let me see. Oh, there's one here. I agree strongly as well. Okay, let's move on. And then we go to the statistical questions, and we're done with it. Please tell me if each of the following makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed the creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas. The first statement says, without a competitive property tax incentive, Texas is at a major disadvantage because property taxes for businesses in Texas are more than 60% higher than the national average. In fact, Texas has the fourth highest property taxes for businesses in the nation. Does that statement make you favor or oppose the tax incentive proposal?
I favor.
A strongly favor? Oh,
yeah,
somewhat.
I strongly favor.
Okay.
For them not
incentive.
To get taxed, right?
Yes. We are stating that the taxes are too high in Texas, so we must provide the tax incentive. Okay, very well.
Yes, I agree.
Incentives such as the one in this proposal simply take money away from other programs the government should be funding. Does that statement make you favor or oppose the incentive proposal?
I somewhat favor, yes.
Somewhat favor, okay. Texas is losing manufacturing jobs to other states and other countries, and limited temporary tax discounts are a good tool for local communities in Texas to get back their fair share of projects and the jobs and tax revenue that come with them. Does that statement make you favor or oppose the tax incentive program?
I strongly favor.
Strongly favor. This proposal can incentivize further grid reliability, energy security, and production of everyday goods in our own backyard, leading to economic independence. Does that statement make you favor or oppose the tax incentive proposal?
Yeah, strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Tesla, Toyota, and Samsung are examples of businesses that receive property tax discounts and have moved or expanded operations in Texas and added value to their communities. Does that statement make you to be in favor or oppose the proposal?
Strongly favor.
Strongly favor. Almost done, ma'am. Thank you. Texas is losing projects to other states. Rivian chose Georgia for its new battery and truck manufacturing plant. Intel is building the world's largest semiconductor plant in Ohio. This proposal will help ensure Texas can compete for major projects such as this. Does that statement make you favor or oppose the tax incentive proposal?
I strongly favor.
Thank you, ma'am. Almost done. Limited temporary tax discounts are a win-win proposition by making businesses major capital investments more economical while generating more tax revenue for schools to pay teachers a more competitive salary. Do you favor or oppose the proposal based on that information?
I strongly favor.
Strongly favor. One more. Companies can receive a school property tax discount when they do not really need them, depriving a school of tax revenue they would have received if they had not provided the discount. Based on that information, do you favor or oppose the tax proposal?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat it, please?
Sure. This is another point of view. companies can receive a school property tax discount when they do not really need them, depriving a school of tax revenue they would have received if they had not provided the discount. Does that make you favor or oppose the proposal?
I oppose that, yeah.
Strongly. Okay, very well. Let's move on. Okay, having learned more about it, do you favor or oppose creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing facilities in Texas? Do you favor or oppose, ma'am?
I favor. Somewhat favor.
Almost done. And would you be more or less likely to vote for someone for the state legislature who votes for legislation to offer limited temporary property tax discount? Would you be more likely to vote for them or less likely?
More likely.
More likely, thank you. I need a few more questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
I own.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And we want to classify people in broad income groups only. Would you estimate your total household income last year before taxes to be above or below
$75,000? It'd be above, I'd probably say.
Okay, above. Okay,
yeah,
very well.
Yes.
Let me enter that.
There's a couple of changes in just 2-3 years. So.
Just one more question and we'll be done. And what's your total household income above or below $125,000?
Below 125.
This concludes our survey, man. Thank you so much for your participation. You were very kind. Thank you so much, and
thank
have a great
sir.
Night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.